Greetings and thank you for listening to Family Worship Radio. I am your host, Lee Dodd. Welcome to the next installment of our study through the book of Proverbs. We are in chapter 1, and our text for today is verses 8 and 9. I will read the word of the Lord now. Hear, my son, your father's instruction, and forsake not your mother's teaching, for they are a graceful garland for your head and pendants for your neck. This is a beautiful text. The picture of a father opening up his heart to his children and pleading with them, asking them with compassion and affection to hear him, not just to listen as a good obedient child would do, but to hear with understanding, to hear and embrace the truths that mom and dad are sharing, to be shaped by them, to believe them, to cling to them as though they are life. So this is the basis of the text. The plea from parent to child, hear me. Do not forsake your mother's teaching. God has given fathers and mothers for a reason. Over the course of years and decades, God engrafts godly fathers and mothers with wisdom, biblical wisdom and insight, through trials, through victories, through defeats, through every single circumstance. God is working all things together for their good. They are learning, they are growing, they are being sanctified. They are learning more and more to walk in wisdom, to walk in the ways of the Lord. And every godly father and mother wants to impart such wisdom, such understanding to their children. And this is how God builds families, how God builds homes, how God builds godly ones for the next generation. This is ultimately how God builds nations. The instruction that takes place in the home from affectionate parents to their children is so important in the ways of this world, in the advancement of God's kingdom in the earth. And we get insight into that starting in chapter 1 of Proverbs, verses 8 and 9. Solomon describes this instruction, this wisdom, this teaching as graceful garlands for the head and pendants for the neck. And what we understand by this, children, is that the wisdom from mom and dad is beautiful. And when you wear it, when you embrace it, when you understand it, it will be beautifying for you, for your life, for your ways. Have you ever seen a beautiful diamond? There's the Hope Diamond, a very large and beautiful diamond. It is extremely valuable, one of a kind. And yet, this wisdom imparted from mom and dad to you, child, is even more beautiful and more lasting. And the fruit that comes from it is everlasting. It will benefit you in this life and in the life to come if you will embrace it. So to every child listening, this is life for you. Refuse to hear it, and it will be danger to you. Embrace it, and it will be life and peace and joy and hope for you. My son, hear your father's instruction. How many stories could we tell of little children who refused to take heed to what mom said or what dad said and paid a heavy price? Something as simple as the mother saying, "Son, don't touch the burner on the oven. You'll get burned." And here waddles the toddler to the edge of the oven and sees the bright red shining thing and touches it, and voila, pain, burn, second degree, third degree burn, bandaging, the painful healing process. Why? Because the son, the child, didn't listen to the wisdom of mom. And of course, there's much more terrible examples we could share. Children that reject the godly ways and teachings of mom and dad in the years of their childhood and grow up to walk in such darkness and such ungodliness. So the clear call today to all children is to hear, to truly hear the instruction and the teaching of their mother and their father. And with all diligence to take heed to it, to embrace it, to love it, and to apply it to their lives. Next time, we will pick up in verse 10. Thank you for sharing in the study today.